All right, so picture this. You know, it's the morning after a big holiday get-together. You're in the kitchen, maybe thinking about some of those leftover goodies, and you decide, hey, some scrambled eggs would really hit the spot. But then, you remember all that talk about an egg recall?
Yeah, definitely not the best way to start your day.
Not at all. It makes you think twice before cracking those eggs open, right?
Absolutely.
So we're diving deep today into this egg recall situation in Canada, and it's a big deal. We're talking about potential salmonella contamination, and not just a few cartons here and there. This recall affects six major brands: Golden Valley Compliments, Foremost, IGA, No Name, and Western Family.
Those are some pretty familiar names. You probably have at least one of them in your fridge right now.
It's very likely. So before you even think about making that omelet, let's get you up to speed on everything you need to know.
Sounds good.
So first things first, what exactly is salmonella? And why is it such a concern when it comes to our food?
Well, Salmonella is a type of bacteria, and it's one of those sneaky ones. You can't see it, you can't smell it, you can't taste it. It's lurking in food with absolutely no warning signs.
So it's a bit like a hidden danger.
Exactly. And that's what makes it so tricky.
So we've all had a bout of food poisoning at some point. It's no fun.
Yeah.
But salmonella isn't just an upset stomach for a day or two, right?
Right. It can get pretty severe. We're talking about really intense cramps,
Yeah.
fever chills, and, well, let's just say you'll probably be making frequent trips to the bathroom.
Not a pleasant experience at all.
It can feel like the worst flu you've ever had.
I was going to ask about that. Does it affect everyone the same way?
Not necessarily. For some people, it might be a milder case. But for others, especially those who are more vulnerable, it can be really serious.
So who are we talking about here when we say vulnerable?
We're mainly talking about young children, pregnant women, and seniors. Their immune systems might not be as strong, and they're more likely to experience complications from Salmonella.
So those are the folks who really need to be extra careful.
Exactly. It's not something to take lightly.
Okay, so let's get down to the practical stuff here. How can our listeners figure out if they have any of these recalled eggs sitting in their fridge?
The best thing to do is check the CFIA website. That's the Canadian Food Agency. They have a really detailed list of all the affected lot numbers.
Lot numbers. What are those exactly?
Think of them like batch numbers. Each carton of eggs has a unique lot number that identifies where and when it was produced. So it's a way to pinpoint precisely which eggs are part of this recall.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
So I need to grab my egg carton, head to the CFIA website, and check if my lot number matches any of the ones listed.
Exactly. It's that easy.
And what if it's a match? What should people do with those eggs?
If you find out you have recalled eggs, the most important thing is don't use them. Don't even think about it. Dispose of them properly. That means sealing them in a bag and throwing them in the garbage.
Not down the drain.
Definitely not down the drain. You don't want to create any more problems. And once you've disposed of the eggs, make sure to give your fridge a thorough cleaning and any surfaces those eggs might have touched, just to be on the safe side.
Good advice. And of course, wash your hands really well.
Always a good idea.
You know, I was reading about this recall, and it seems that it all started with a single egg farm in Manitoba.
That's right.
It makes you wonder, how can one farm cause such a widespread issue across so many different brands?
Well, think about the timing. This happened right around the holidays, when the demand for eggs is through the roof. Everyone's baking, making big breakfasts. You know how it is.
Yeah, it's definitely egg season.
And on top of that, there have been those ongoing avian influenza outbreaks, which have affected other suppliers. So there was already a bit of pressure on the egg supply chain.
So eggs from that one farm were probably shipped all over to meet the increased demand.
Exactly. And that's how you get this ripple effect.
It really shows how interconnected our food system is, doesn't it?
It does. We think about eggs as the simple everyday food, but there's a whole complex network behind getting them from the farm to our tables.
And this recall kind of highlights how vulnerable that network can be.
Yeah.
It makes you wonder, what steps can we take to prevent this from happening again, you know, to make the system more resilient?
Well, that's where organizations like the CFIA come in. They're constantly monitoring the food supply chain, setting regulations, and responding to outbreaks like this.
So they're like the watchdogs of food safety.
Exactly. They're working behind the scenes to protect consumers.
But how effective are these systems really? I mean, haven't there been cases where things have slipped through the cracks?
You're right. No system is perfect. And the CFIA has definitely faced its share of criticism over the years. There's always room for improvement.
I was thinking that too.
And there are a lot of advancements happening, particularly with technology. We're seeing more sophisticated tracking and tracing systems that can pinpoint the source of an outbreak much faster and more accurately. But it's an ongoing process. There are always new challenges to address.
So as consumers, besides checking our fridges, what else can we do to stay safe? It feels like there are all these factors at play that we don't have control over.
Staying informed is key. Keep an eye on the CFIA website and news updates. And don't hesitate to ask questions at your grocery store.
Good advice. I think we sometimes forget that we can ask those questions.
Right. And when you're handling eggs at home, remember that their shells are actually porous. That means bacteria can get inside. So always wash your hands thoroughly before and after handling eggs, and of course, cook them thoroughly.
What about those folks who prefer their eggs a little runny, or recipes that call for raw eggs? Any tips for them?
Pasteurized eggs are a great option in those cases. They've been heated to kill bacteria, but they can still be used in recipes. And here's another thought. Have you ever considered exploring local egg suppliers?
Like farmers markets.
Exactly. You might be surprised at the quality and taste. And often those smaller farms have even more rigorous safety practices in place. Plus, you're supporting local businesses.
That's a great point. I think we're so used to just grabbing our eggs at the supermarket, we don't really think about where they come from.
It's easy to forget about the bigger picture.
Okay, so to wrap things up,
Yeah.
if you're listening to this, go check your fridge right now. Seriously. Get those lot numbers. And make sure you don't have any of the recalled eggs. And please pass this information along to your friends, your family, anyone who might have those eggs in their kitchen.
Let's all do our part to keep each other safe.
Absolutely. You know, this whole recall,
Yeah.
it really makes you think about our food system. It's so complex and at times fragile. It begs the question, what role do we each play in building a more resilient and transparent system? What choices can we make as consumers?
Those are great questions. I think it's something we all need to think about as we navigate the world of food.
Definitely food for thought in every sense.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
It's been my pleasure.
And to our listeners, stay tuned for more deep dives coming soon.
We'll see you next time.
Take care. Bye.